It's 8:40. It's the 90 Rock Morning Show. Mickey and Amelia Spiegel. Producer Scott Reardon and Chris Likelot are here as well. And joining us in studio, very excited because this is a brand new thing on the internet. It's kind of hard to come up with original things. And these guys have definitely done it. Mike Kareth and Francis Xavier of the very first global internet movie theater. Good morning, gentlemen.
Explain about you guys have started what's called metpix.com.
Yes.
What is it's metpix.com. What is that?
We're launching it with Francis's films to be shown in the theater. They can buy a ticket, $4.99, to watch the film. You can also watch the trailers. You can submit your film in there if you're a filmmaker, major studio, and you can have it shown internationally.
Instantly.
Yes.
Instantly.
And it's HD.
HD. Yes. And what we're also offering to the independent filmmaker around the globe is that they can have a world premiere for free inside this theater and be paid for it.
And we've had a lot of local filmmakers up in the studio, and definitely a big group, the DIY group here in Baltimore. So pretty excited about that. But my thing is, I don't like going to the theater. I'd rather sit at home where I'm comfortable on my big cushy couch on my big fat ass. And
I'm the same.
I'd like to hook my laptop up to my actual television set and maybe watch American Gangster. Absolutely. When it first comes out. Now, will it eventually get like that? I mean, what's the reception from major movie companies?
Not now, immediate, but but eventually within a year, major studios will be contacting us to have their films premiere on the site for a week. So,
do you think the Cineplex is going away? Do you see a demise of that? Or is it still fun enough as a date night where that will last? To pick a girl up, go to the movie, sit there for a couple hours, and be entertained?
Mickey, I think it's the movies that the studios are making now.
You think it's the product itself more than the distribution?
Right. Hey, this is Josh Spiegel in the News Center. I want to make sure I'm clear on the website, metpix.com. So anybody can submit a film? And if so, yes. Are there any conditions attached? Do they have to pay, or how does that work?
It's all free. They send the application to us along with their film, and then we watch the film.
Like what do you say is like a great? I mean, do you only know it when you see it?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, you know, the thing that's awesome is like the thing you're doing here is very interesting because
this could definitely take off.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be awesome.
I think 5 years ago, some people would have looked at this and went, oh, this will never work. Who cares?
Right.
But we've seen how much the internet is dominating everything. American culture. I mean, it's becoming the go-to for everything.
The new media,
and it's just a matter of time and technology before your computer is right through your television like it's nothing.
That's right.
So you go to that website on your 60-inch big screen, there's your monitor.
Right.
You know, and you're watching movies from MetPix for $4.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and these
first
are
runs,
and they're independent films. They're stuff you're not going to go to Lowe's and see.
Right.
And like you said, the one thing I've always noticed is that there's a lot of crap in independent theater. You know, a lot of guys self-pleasuring themselves, you know, overshooting, over-dialogue, you know what I mean. When you take the blockbuster type stuff and you take all the eye candy away, there should still be a good story that really keeps you hooked. And that's what I think independent theater has done the last 10 years are great stories. And guys that led the charge with that, in my opinion, I mean, I know there's other guys more artsy, but that really brought it to the forefront were guys like Ed Burns with the Brothers McMillan, which was such a brilliant movie and written. And the way he shot it.
Right. Look at Juno. It's up for an Oscar now. And that's a small independent movie that has taken off.
Film.
So
yeah.
We're talking to Francis and Mike. You can go to MetPix, MetPix.com. It is the world's first global online movie theater. And what made you guys come up with this? I mean, this is a great concept. Do you think somebody else would do it?
The three films, Johnny Come Lately, Night Cry, and The Tango Dancer that we produced, we were approached by Phoenix Entertainment back in June of 2007, and we went through the contract. We discussed the best way to present the films to the public and also an option for other filmmakers to benefit from premiering their own films independently. So that's the way that it all started out. We had a discussion, came up with ideas, how can we make this available to the public?
Right.
In the best way possible.
We basically wanted to give something back to the independent filmmaker and how can we help the independent filmmaker? Because we got picked up by Thomas Video and we haven't seen like one penny of it.
Right.
Right.
You understand? So we didn't want Phoenix Entertainment to do the same thing to us.
Well, the internet's done wonders for independent music, you know, and I'm really shocked. That's why we wanted to have you guys up here, because this is a great idea. We do have a great bunch of young filmmakers in Baltimore that are going around making some really interesting projects. So I'm looking forward to this just taking off and seeing maybe a Juno or something come out of this. Absolutely. That'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Well, good luck to you, Francis.
Thank you,
Mike. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you for having us.
Once again, it's metpix.com. Go check it out, and it's going to be...
Especially if you're an independent filmmaker, start submitting.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys. Good luck to you. All right. Take care.